Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about how to lease up a brand new property that you've just introduced into the market. Whenever you're introducing a multifamily project into the market, the big question is how long will it take to lease it up? How quickly will those brand new gorgeous units get absorbed by the marketplace? And what strategy should you use to get it leased as quickly as possible and still hit your financial forecast for the project? Generally speaking, the greatest demand for new rental property is in the C-class apartment category. But of course, nobody's building C-class apartments because the numbers don't make any sense. So all of the new product in the marketplace consists of A-class and B-class properties. And the question is there going to be demand at that higher priced end of the market? Whenever you're introducing a new product in the market, you need to first start with a competitive analysis. Figure out who else is introducing new product in the market and what inventory in the immediate area is also looking to get leased up. Only when you know what your competition is will you be able to effectively market against the competition. And when we talk about competition, we're not just talking about what other units are coming on the market. You also want to know what those property owners are offering in terms of leasing incentives. Maybe they're offering a month of free rent. Maybe they're offering a flat screen television. If you determine that you need to provide a leasing incentive, I'd much rather see you offer a 13-month lease for the price of 12 months. That way, you're still showing your lender and the rent rolls a 12-month lease that hits your financial pro forma. While the effect is the same as an 8% reduction in rent, it doesn't affect your rent rolls in the same way that a reduction in price would. The second factor is to consider the timing. Most markets have a seasonality to them. In most cities in North America, July the 1st is the busiest move day in the entire year. The opposite end of the spectrum, February the 1st is probably one of the slowest move days of the entire year. So if you're not getting a tremendous amount of activity and you're in the middle of February, don't be dismayed. Don't drop your price because there simply aren't that many tenants out there looking for property regardless of the price. If you wait another 5 or 6 weeks until the spring market opens up, you're going to see a very different result. You're better off accepting a month of vacancy or perhaps even 2 months of vacancy in those winter months in order to hit your rental numbers come the start of the spring rental season. Your local real estate board will have some good statistics that you can use to determine the seasonality of your local market. Second major question is to determine how you're going to get the property leased up. Are you going to do it yourself or are you going to employ leasing agents? And if so, how many? Would you offer a leasing agent an exclusive, or would you only rely on non-exclusive relationships? My recommendation is to hire multiple leasing agents on a non-exclusive basis and to offer more than the average leasing commission. It doesn't have to be much more than the average, but it just needs to be a little bit more so the leasing agent remembers to put you at the front of the line. At the start of your leasing process, make sure that you've established a clear set of criteria for whom you will and will not accept to rent your property. Of course, that has to be done fully within compliance of your Landlord-Tenant Act and all human rights codes. If you've done a good job of that, you'll be very clear when a tenant has a credit history that does not meet your criteria. On a newly completed building, you're on a time schedule. You've probably financed the property using construction financing, and only when the property achieves its occupancy targets will you be able to convert that into permanent financing. Whatever you've agreed to with your lender, maybe it's 90% occupancy, maybe it's 93% occupancy, only when you hit that target will you be able to convert. And of course, it's important to hit that before the term of your construction loan expires. Nothing will build confidence with your lender and your investors like getting a property leased up quickly. If you tell your lender and your investors, "I leased my last project in 90 days," that's a very powerful statement. They're not going to care that you spent $10,000 or $12,000 in leasing commissions. They want to know that you got it leased up quickly. I would rather pay a little extra in leasing commissions at the beginning of a project than try and save a little bit of money and risk running out of time to get it leased up. And finally, if I had 10 units that I was looking to lease up in a single building, I would not put 10 separate advertisements for each of those units. I would put one or two. And once those units get leased up, then I would introduce another ad for the still vacant units. Sometimes when people see 10 listings in the same building, they draw the wrong conclusion. They think, oh, what's wrong with this building? How come nobody is staying here? Maybe they're all leaving. You have no idea what conclusions people will draw from seeing multiple listings out on the internet. If they come for a showing, you can always show them the other units that are not occupied without advertising to the world that you have multiple units available for rent. And finally, go the extra step, spend the money to get a couple of units staged and take professional photographs. Make sure that the photographs are taken with a high quality camera, usually with a wide angle lens. It makes the rooms look larger. People spend most of their time looking on the internet before they call and request a showing. In the meantime, as you're getting your properties leased up, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.